This is the beginning. As I vividly remember, I was at the courthouse in July 2011 as the Casey Anthony case was read. I was there with my children's mother. She was actually paying a ticket on her license. So I was outside of the courthouse at the time. I took a picture and I posted on Facebook where that, you know, it was a large crowd. So I wanted to show that I was there in attendance outside of the courtroom. So the friend of mine commented on the picture. And, you know, I responded. And then we started DMing each other. It started to get kind of serious quick. So we set up a first date. We went to a Loma Cinema in Winter Park, Florida. It was a place where you can actually watch a movie and you can eat. And, you know, they had chicken wings. I remember I ordered me some chicken wings. I'm not sure what she had, but I think she had a chicken breast. But it was very good for a first date. I mean, we actually hit it off. Both of us was like happy and excited. You know, it was just like, wow, that was great. So after that, you know, I moved to Brandon in the end of 2011. So me and her, the friend that I moved with, you know, we started as close friends. And we started talking, and I actually, you know, she said I needed a change, and, you know, we went back and got my book back full of stuff, what I had. So I came back, and I was officially, like, moved in with her. So I started to do temporary service work. They were sending me on different jobs. I can say I think I was working at the steel company at that time. No. Actually, I was working in Lakeland at a like the soda bottles. I was a forklift driver. I would actually load those up, things like that. So as time went on, you know, it was one night. They had actually transferred me. I started working at the Tampa Bay Steel. So that night I got off of work, that's when I seen the broadcasting of the 60 Minutes Family Living in Cars. So after that, I told her, you know, I was like, I'm not gonna ever, never see them portrayed as being homeless again. So I started to take measures. You know, as time moves on in 2011, I started to get attached to her. I mean, we started doing wonderful things. I was also like scanning her to see if, you know, she was the woman that I wanted around my children. And I mean, I made that decision. I seen her son come over on the weekends, how she interact with him. We also attended his baseball games and stuff like that. So, you know, she was the one. I made that decision quick. And she was excited. You know, she was behind me 100% to get my children and things like that. So as I went up to Brandon, I didn't have no license, and she helped me with my license. She like actually paid half on my license. So I just felt at the time I was the most motivated than I ever been, because I never met nobody that was the way she was. It's just that this was the person I always wanted. Attitude, everything was A1. I mean, she knew how to handle situations, and, you know, with me there, I just had to step up on what I was doing, and she made it easy for me to do that. I turned 34 November 5th, 2011. I was a daily marijuana smoker. I smoke joints, I smoke blunts. I put it in a bowl, I smoke it. So I was just sitting out there one day on the porch, and I actually was drinking a beer. I just thought to myself, I gotta stop smoking if I wanna get custody of my kids. So I cold turkeyed it that day on my birthday. I was ready to go on this mission to get my kids. Hey, y'all stay tuned. The next episode will be the mission. It's gonna get very, very interesting. I'm telling you, this is a story of a lifetime. I just want y'all support, you know, to keep viewing me every time you see me up. Click that button. Listen to the podcast. Listen to the story. So with that being said, y'all have a great day.